The governor's seat isn't the only major statewide office up for grabs in 2016. When Republican Phil Scott announced his gubernatorial candidacy last week, the lieutenant governor's post also opened up, and a growing crowd of political hopefuls is now weighing a bid for the office. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Republican Mark Snelling is no stranger to statewide campaigns. He helped his father, former Governor Richard Snelling, run five of them, and he spearheaded his own race in 2010 when he lost the GOP primary to the eventual winner of the general election, Phil Scott. Now that the popular incumbent is vacating his post to run for governor, Mark Snelling is pondering another bite at the apple.
Well, I've always believed that the lieutenant governor's office was a platform that would allow far more than what is constitutionally involved in being president of the Senate.
Snelling is one of many Republicans weighing a bid to replace Scott. Former state auditor Randy Brock, who ran for governor in 2012, says he's considering a candidacy, as are Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning and Rutland County Senator Kevin Mullen. Even Scott Milne, the Pomfret businessman who nearly defeated Governor Peter Shumlin in the race for governor last year, says a run for lieutenant governor isn't off the table for him. Republicans, of course, aren't the only ones tempted by the open seat.
Ousting a well-liked incumbent is a very difficult thing to do, so it is very tempting.
That's Burlington progressive Dean Corin, who lost by more than 25 percentage points to Phil Scott last November, but picked up 69,000 votes in the process. Corin says the groundwork he laid in his publicly financed campaign in 2014 would serve him well in 2016.
Now that's a first run, and in Vermont, persistence definitely pays off, and people appreciate you coming back and trying again.
Corin isn't the only prominent progressive mulling his options. Chittenden County Senator David Zuckerman says he's extremely interested in replacing Scott. He says he's still trying to figure out whether family and professional obligations will allow for it.
And there's no doubt that it offers a soapbox to lead on issues like health care and continuing to reform our health care system, water quality issues, general climate change and environmental issues. And if I were to be elected on those kinds of issues, I think that would send a signal to the Senate and Senate leadership that those are important to people across the state.
The list of Democrats considering a bid is every bit as long as the Republicans. 28-year-old Marlboro upstart Brandon Riker is the only person, Democrat or otherwise, to have made his candidacy official. Chittenden County Senator Philip Baruth says he's pondering a run, and Windsor County Senator Dick McCormick says he's, quote, giving very serious consideration to running for lieutenant governor. Senate President John Campbell also hasn't ruled out a run. Riker's campaign is well underway, and the young financial service executive has already poured nearly $60,000 of his own money into his first run for political office. Riker says he's been traveling the state daily and will open field offices across Vermont after the new year. He says the offices will give his field organization considerable geographical reach.
More importantly, they're going to be used to engage Vermonters in this campaign and make sure that they feel that their voice is being heard.
The lieutenant governor's primary constitutional duty is to preside over the Vermont Senate. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.